Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Coming up on the show today, we're going to dedicate a fair amount of time to a restaurant that we don't even have in Canada, at least not to my knowledge. Maybe you've seen it in your social media feed, Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel is trending everywhere this morning because, like many restaurants, they've made some changes and it has ticked off their customers. What has happened here? We'll pull it apart. We'll go inside a Cracker Barrel. Maybe you've eaten there. If you have, I will rely on your expertise this morning. And they're not the first restaurant to make changes that we didn't like. We're going to talk about change that we liked and change we didn't like when it came to our favorite restaurants and our favorite stores. We've done that before. Remember Coke? We've got this new Coke. And then it came and everyone went, the continued AI invasion. Yesterday was the glasses. Today it's your teddy bear. ChatGPT and voice-activated technology. In the dolls. Your dolls will start talking to your kids. A pizza expert, Friday, the most popular day of the week for eating pizza. Pizza expert shares the number one best way to reheat leftover slices. And it's not the air fryer. Skydancer Casino's got a big Halloween party planned for the 31st. Hey, if you're looking for something completely different and fun to do, it's 88 miles south of Brandon. It's an hour and a half south of Brandon in Belcourt. And the reason that this is a big deal is because they have America's top tribute band. They're called Hairball. It kind of sounds odd, but they've been doing this for 25 years. They do a spot on Van Halen, AC/DC, Kiss, Motley Crue, and it's complete in costume. They blow people away every place they visit, and they've been doing it for 25 years. So we're very lucky to have them close to the area. And what better night to have like an 70s, 80s, 90s tribute band stop by then Halloween. And so this is going to be a lot of fun. It's a 21-plus event. Tickets are $50. They jump to $65 after October the 1st. Visit SkydancerCasino.com. And in the meantime, we continue to count down to the legendary Tracy Byrd, who will be coming to Skydancer Saturday, November the 15th. At Sunrise Credit Union, your chance to win cold, hard cash continues, but only for a few more days. $1,000. Just tap that Sunrise Credit Union member card. Doing that back-to-school shopping this weekend? Tap your card from Sunrise Credit Union. And every time you tap, it's an entry for $1,000 in cash. The draw is coming up at the end of the month. It's from the Canadian Credit Union Association. And also until October the 4th, approved Sunrise Ag loans and Ag mortgages will be entered to win one of three $5,000 fuel cards. Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. And if you're looking for weekend treats, weekend meats, and weekend eats, you know where to go. Co-ops of Westman. You're at home here with your local co-op. If you're looking for smokies at the campsite, maybe some pork chops to throw on the grill, everything from bottled water and snacks to, of course, your favorite soda, including the Co-op Gold brand that we talk about regularly on the show, and we always taste some delicious and exciting new foods from Co-op Gold. Visit your local co-op, and you're supporting the community. Heritage, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op, too. As if technology wasn't freaking you out enough. What was your stuffy? Did your stuffy have a name? Was it a character like My Curious George? The New York Times' Amanda Hess recently got her hands on the new toy, the AI-powered stuffed animals coming for your kids. AI chatbots packaged inside cute-looking plushies. And the article reads like this: is this a viable alternative to screen time for kids? I mean, let's just cut to the chase for a second. Let's be honest. When we were young people and you're playing with your toys, your stuffy, we all dreamed that those things could talk back to us. When you're a certain age, you know, you're like five years old and you're like having a bad day or whatever, and you're with your stuffy and you're talking to your stuffy. You only wish that could. Now the technology is here. It's going to talk to them. And this, I can't help but think this is kind of cool. As long as the AI is not creepy, as long as it doesn't get hacked, as long as it's not telling your kids weird stuff, which all could happen. I'm not pretending like it couldn't. But I'm trying to look at this from a Disney perspective. So indulge me. It's Friday. So imagine that we have lonely kids or kids that are having a tough time and now their stuffies talk to them. I mean, we might have teenagers walking around with stuffies. Cracker Barrel. I believe we don't have any Cracker Barrels in Canada. I may have to ask AI. Now, like many companies, they've made change. And when companies change, it angers customers. Cracker Barrel does not have any locations in Canada. Their restaurants are only in the U.S., in the South, and the Midwest. KDD4380 says, I think Bismarck had one when I was there 10 years ago. You are correct, KDD4380. Thank you. Forgive me, I have made a mistake. The closest Cracker Barrel is in Bismarck, North Dakota. This is the inside of a Cracker Barrel. We have a restaurant slash store in our community called Crow's General Store. Isn't it called Crow's General Store? People love this place. And this it's not all that new. It's like within, the last 10 years or so? And Crow's General Store is popular because it has a ton of antique. This is the front of it, and it's beautiful. People go out there to take pictures, go out to have ice cream. They have an ice cream shop in there. So really, we don't have a Cracker Barrel, but this is the vibe. This is when you can you imagine going to a place like this that we have in our town and having biscuits and gravy and bacon and eggs. And they're calling you sir and ma'am when you walk in the door. It's like stepping back in time, too. So you're surrounded by those types of antiques, and not to mention the smell. Can you just smell it, like biscuits, gravy, coffee brewing, bacon and eggs, sausage? I mean, we're not talking about a low-calorie experience here. I mean, it's high-calorie, delicious, comfort food. What has happened that America is on the verge of civil war, of all the things that are going on down there? Yesterday's changes at Cracker Barrel have pissed off millions of people. What did they do? Apparently, they changed the logo. Sorry? So what's the change? This is what it's looking like. Cracker Barrel, Old Country Store, and the new logo is on the right. This is big news because they have had the same logo since 1977. The old man leaning against the barrel is gone. It still says Cracker Barrel. I guess, did the food change? Did the interior change? Or do we just hate change? More on that coming up in a second. Best deal on dinner is at Tim Hortons. Oh, boy. $8.99 between 5 and 11. Make sure you visit Tim Hortons and get some good food in you at a very affordable price. You're running around doing back-to-school shopping. All of a sudden, dinner hours come. Kids are hungry. They need some food. Budgets are obviously stretched. And so that enter the $8.99 dinner deal at Tim Hortons. Now, you can get it between 5 and 11 p.m. each night. You get a main, you get a side, and you get a beverage, all for $8.99. Feed the family with a flatbread pizza or Supreme Stack or Classic Wrap. And you can do that at 10 area locations for Tim Hortons to serve you best. Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express was over there yesterday. They're busy with oil changes. Again, fall is coming. People are starting to think about winter tires, winterizing their vehicles. If you need any of that stuff, make it Murray Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And at Auto Fashion, if you're in the Portage area or Notre Dame Delord and got some of that hail yesterday, or know of somebody that did get touched by hail this week, because Manitoba did get hail. Thankfully, it wasn't in the Brandon region, but it did get to the east. Remember my friends at Auto Fashion. They are experts when it comes to hail. MPI and SGI accredited, 100% locally owned and operated, family-owned business. They also do window tinting and detailing, everything you could ever need for your vehicle at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet and Best West Pet Foods. Apparently, they've gotten rid of some of the antiques as well. Oh, no, that I don't like. And people like the antiques. Maybe it's not the logo. Maybe it's the antiques.
And this is taken away from me. It's the old things that the country was founded on. The honesty, the truthfulness, your word meaning something seems to be forgotten.
Not a big fan.
No, I think they should stick with tradition and the country marketing of going to get chicken and dumplings and biscuits, and to me that is Cracker Barrel old country style.
Yes, I think the original should stick and stay because that's what people came for, was the original and that kind of genre of it. Like, it's just, it's
what are they moving awesome. To like what
they need to stay
like healthy
just
wraps.
Like American Eagle. I went into American Eagle last week, and me and my son, and bought clothes and jeans and everything else. And unfortunately, fortunately, for different companies, when they decide to do their own marketing, it could backfire, just like this is happening. And I'm sure a lot more people will not go to Cracker Barrel if they make this decision.
Yeah, I think Cracker Barrel sticks in a Bud Light themselves.
Also. There you go.
They're Bud Lighting themselves.
It's different, but I get it. Trying to modernize to the new 2025 world. Yeah. But it does do away with some of the old schoolness that everybody was used to going to them. And going to find old school candy and different items while traveling. And it just seemed to have that old type of atmosphere.
I like the logo. It is what it is. Hometown cooking, hometown environment, country living, country food.
She looks like she has something in her coffee.
It's not my country food, but it's close. They're shooting a dead horse. I mean, I think that the logo is fine. Why are they reinventing the wheel?
I think it's different, you know, than it has been for sure. I think the old logo is kind of what I grew up with. I remember going on road trips and just stopping at that. And I actually went here a lot as a kid. I haven't been here recently, but...
Well, and I think that's the point. The new CEO is trying to get a new generation into Cracker Barrel. I get it. They have to change their marketing. They have to change the way things look. It's all sanitized. It looks like the inside of a Perkins. And I think that this new CEO is getting hammered online. Absolutely hammered online. I find that a lot of the restaurants, you know who was really big on that was McDonald's. You know, McDonald's back in the 70s, if you Google pictures of McDonald's in the 70s and 80s, it looks like the restaurant jumped out of a cartoon on a Saturday morning. And now it looks like an accountant's office. Or is it just me? Or is this what young people want? To eat at the accountant's office? Okay, I'm going to have to go check that out. After I load up at Kuiper's Family Bakery, having a barbecue this weekend, got to make sure I've got some good breads ready to rock and roll. Going to be throwing some ribs down this weekend. It's going to be a fun weekend. You got to get loaded up on your hamburger and hot dog buns if you're headed to the cottage. Get some monster cookies if you're going to be headed to the lake. Great dessert. Great for the kids. From monster cookies to tarts. All the best baking in all of Manitoba can be found at one location, Kuiper's Family Bakery. Now, there are some grocery stores in the area that do sell Kuiper's Bakery items, fine grocers, we call them. But if you can wander on over to First Street, oh, man, you'll walk in that store. It smells like no other. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, beside Tasty's. Thanks for your patience during construction at Eplaw Office as they continue their expansion. Keep in mind, if you're ever buying or selling a house, looking at redoing your will, or if you need some help with business law, they're friendly, they're kind, and they can translate legal speak into terms everyone can understand. Eplaw Office, 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. And Headley's Health Hut was over to see Michelle yesterday. Hi, Michelle. Hope you're having a great week, and I hope you have a good weekend. They're getting ready for Customer Appreciation Day, which is 1 week from today. Big discounts, all kinds of samples available 1 week from today. It's one of the best days of the month. Customer Appreciation Day, it's the last Friday of the month, and again, it is a week away. They are chocked full of vitamins, herbs, clean beauty, local products, sugar-free snacks, gluten-free meals, and desserts. The freezer section is chock full. They've got an awesome selection of mocktails. I got a bottle of rum for my mom. It's she does not drink and hasn't had alcohol in a great number of years. And so I, you know, figured, hey, maybe she'd like a rum and Coke like the kids are doing. Mocktails. You can get them there at Headley's Health Hut. Comes in it looks legit. Looks like actual bottle of rum. And they had whiskey and they had tequila, too. Check it out, 1314 Richmond Avenue, just east of Murray GM.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
There's no denying the remaining slices in that delivery pie taste great the following day, but it can be hard to recapture some of that delicious flavor when you get it at the door and you open the box and that steam hits it. Oh, blessed mama. I think I'm going to do that too. I think that might be mine. I think I might be. I call that the healthy pizza, spinach and feta. That's about as health foodie as I get. But, oh, spinach and feta is good. Good combination. Good call. Robin's having ham and pineapple deluxe. Also healthy. Fruit involved? Check. Another healthy pizza for you. Health food. Deluxe? Just means deluxe flavor. So then what is the, according to a pizza expert, what is the best way to reheat a piece of pizza? Scott Wiener. Oh my God. Poor guy. Scott Wiener, founder of Scott's Pizza Tours in New York City, and all-around pizza pie expert, has run down the best ways to breathe new life into your pizza.
I got a lot of leftover slices to find out. For a New York slice, the best way to do it is definitely in a frying pan right on the stovetop. In my case, I'm using stainless steel.
Did you hear that? So maybe the air fryer isn't God's gift to pizza? On the stovetop. What? Breaking news. I can't wait to see how he does
this. Just because my stainless steel is big enough for a real New York slice. You don't need any oil in the pan. And then once you've got it heated up just enough where it's at about medium, drop the slice directly onto it. Once the slice is hot and it starts to relax a little bit, I put just a couple of drops of water, tilt it a little bit, and put the lid on there. I'm tilting it because I don't want the water touching the pizza, yeah, but I want the steam warming up the top of the pizza and making the cheese soften. Let's check this out. Beautiful. The top is nicely melted. It's flexible enough to fold, yet sturdy enough to hold up.
You're a wizard! The air fryer does not do it. It is on the stove. This guy is the quintessential pizza expert. You have to do it on the stove. Cheryl says it does work well, but I prefer air fry. See, I think that putting that little bit of water in there, I find that that's the big problem. Is reheated pizza, even in the microwave, it loses the moisture. Even though it's soggy, it's just soaking in the grease from the cheese. Something happens to it. So I get it. Cindy's going to try it. She's going
to
try it.
And hot enough to burn my fingertips. Just to prove that it's crispy on the bottom. Neapolitan pizza is a little different because you don't want it to get crispy. The whole point of it is that it's like soft and flexible. We're going to put it into the air fryer.
Okay.
I air fry it for about 400 degrees for 2 minutes, and then it is good to go. Last and certainly not least is Sicilian pizza. This may sound controversial, but I don't reheat Sicilian pizza. I prefer it at room temperature or like right out of the refrigerator. When you reheat a Sicilian pizza, you're just going to dry it out. And I love to keep the kind of squish factor of the inside. And if I need it to be crispy, I can just chalk it onto the top of my pan that I used for the New York slice and give it 2 seconds. But honestly, I just like it right out of the fridge, or if I left it out overnight by accident, I think it's still good to go.
Because I love reheated pizza, and I like cold pizza too. Cold pizza is good. There was a study that was released 2 weeks ago that said that pizza, next day pizza, out of the refrigerator, is 5 times more healthy than a bowl of breakfast cereal. So for all those, have you ever been at someone's house or had company over and they're like, oh, you're having cold pizza for breakfast? And I always thought, hey, it's got the food groups. It's got the bread. It's got the dairy. It's got the meat. It's got the tomato food group. And you know what I'm saying? I don't know the food groups, but it's got them all because it's pizza. It has everything on there. And now guess who gets to have the last laugh? Me, as you're sitting there eating your Fruit Loops or your Frosted Flakes. And I'm having my Meat Lovers Deluxe with triple cheese, quadruple bacon, deep fried in oil in my pan to reheat it the next day and part of this delicious breakfast. MJ says, cereal is terrible for you. They're coming out now saying like cereal's like, you are better off to open a pack of Nerds and like chow down on pure sugar than eat a bowl of breakfast cereal. So the U.S. Powerball lottery, it is getting huge. More and more people are talking about this. I want you to give some thought to how you would spend not $1 million, not $10 million, not $100 million. I want you to give some thought. You can't comprehend it. You just want a billion with a B. You just want $1 billion. What are you going to do if it sat in my bank account at 3%? It's such a huge amount of money, it would grow quite fast. So that is such a huge amount of money. Hang on a second. Sponsor mentioned, got to get it. I got to let you know that this weekend at the Elkhorn Resort, they've got live entertainment at Buffalo Bar, okay? Got to get this in. Buffalo Bar, live entertainment this weekend at the Elkhorn. San Carlos, some great tunes. Don't forget, Clarso Spa Nights are Thursday, $59 plus specials on drinks and 50% off snacks at the Clarso Nordic Spa. And they have their last rib night of the season coming up on Wednesday. $20 for a rack, $15 for a half rack. You come away stuffed either way. Elkhornresort.mb.ca. Leon's has got their giant liquidation sale happening right now. We mentioned this earlier this week. They had to close the store and mark down everything in the store. This is a local sale, 3635 Victoria Avenue. This is the first weekend for it. Business is brisk. People who are budget conscious and who isn't in today's economy, now is your time to get off the fence and get into Leon's. I'm not kidding you. They got to make room for the stuff for the new year. The new fashion trends are coming in, the new furniture, appliances, electronics. And so they spent two whole days going through their entire massive store, marking everything down. So spread the word. If you've got people looking for beds, living room furniture, new fridge, stove, washer, dryer, TV, something like that, check out Leon's, okay? This is the weekend to be doing that. And then maybe a test drive at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, Westman's number one EV dealership. Go and see the crew there, and they will get you behind the wheel of an EV. It is so quiet. It is so smooth. And you don't even know it's running. It's like, is this thing even on? Is it on? The Equinox, Blazer, Silverado, Hummer EVs. Take one for a test drive. Test drive the future this weekend at Murray's, 1500 Richmond Avenue. So you win $1 billion. And I think it's pretty reasonable to get 3% on such a large amount of money just for having it sit in your bank account. That means you'd be making $30 million a year. $30 million a year. Just having it sit there. It reminds me of the movie Brewster's Millions. That means just sitting there, you're not even spending your winnings, you'd get $2.5 million per month. So if you have $2.5, this is just interest. This isn't even your win. That means every day, just to keep up with the interest, you'd have to spend $85,000. $85,000 a day. That's just the interest. So if you're awake for 8 hours a day, you have to spend $10,620 an hour. Something tells me I know someone like that. Could go through that. $10,000 an hour. That is an insane amount. And that, ladies and gentlemen, that's just the interest. It's still sitting there, your $1 billion. So at the end of the day, Powerball USA, $700 million. That's $1 billion Canadian. And don't let anyone tell you that, well, we have to pay the IRS because Canadians are exempt. It's a W-8-B-E-N form. Boom. You're exempt because Canadians don't pay tax on lottery winnings. We pay tax on absolutely everything else. I'm paying tax sitting here breathing. 50 cents. Another 50 cents. Another 50 cents. They tax you to breathe, but win a lottery, no tax. And imagine you take a weekend off and you don't spend your interest. It's just going to keep growing and growing. And it's like weeds. You just can't get rid of the money. It's like, here, please take my money. Please, please take my money. And then you say to yourself, well, I'll do some good with it. I'll donate it to charity. Then they give you a tax receipt, which means you can use that for your income taxes, which, of course, you're not making any money. In this country, you could technically have $1 billion from your Powerball win, still be on social assistance, and not pay any tax because of your donations. It's crazy. And now you see how the 1%, once you get past that tipping point, I don't know where it is, hundreds of millions, it's just, that's it. You're done. You're done with life. You have enough money. Kevin O'Leary said that. It's like you hit that $10 million mark, $15 million. That's it. It tips, and you can make bad investments. You can lose some money. It doesn't matter because it just starts growing on its own. It's just like weeds. It's gone. The rest of us are like, can I have some more? Sir, can I have some more? Quentin said that it would be delightful to win $1 billion. And then when the check engine light comes on in the truck, I would just go and get it fixed. MJ says the bank would never let you just have that money in your account. I'll ask AI. Technically, yes. A bank in Canada cannot refuse your deposit, even if it's that big. There would be scrutiny. There would be all kinds of people coming down on you checking for anti-money laundering, apparently. You would have to provide proof of source. You'd have to say, look, I won the Powerball. They also remind you that the Canada Deposit Insurance Corporation only insures up to $100,000 per depositor per bank. So your first $100,000 is insured, and if the country goes broke, you lose it all because it was sitting there in the bank. So what would you do with the $1 billion? You can't even spend it all. You literally could dream of anything. I would buy a house here. I would buy a house there. I don't know. I think I really truly would give a lot of it away because I think that with that kind of money comes a whole bunch of headaches. And people would be fighting. People have been killed over a bag of chips and a soda pop, let alone $1 billion. MJ says, plus the money they would lose through interest. Well, not really, because if they get the billion, what they do is they'll take that billion and invest it and make money off your money. And so the 3% they give you is nothing. They're going to make their 3 to 5%, so they'll get rich. They'll take it. They'll take it. What is the most expensive house I could buy and the most expensive car I could buy? Money is no object, obviously. So I guess the house that is currently the most expensive is owned by Mukesh Ambani. It is in Mumbai, India. It has 27 floors, 600 staff, three helipads, a private theater, hanging gardens, and it comes at the low, low cost of $2 billion. Our money's gone. I did it. I did the impossible. I spent the money. Can you imagine being that rich? That's the guy's house. $2 billion in Mumbai, India. What's the most expensive bacon you could buy? Well, I'm looking at cars. Cars are easier. Rolls-Royce Boatali. Luxury convertible. Unique features like a built-in champagne fridge. The ultimate sports car with all the features. Rolls-Royce, $28 million. I could buy all the Sunseekers, one of those. What's the most expensive bacon? Oh, you could learn to fly a helicopter. Yeah, it'd be cool. You could buy a spaceship, for God's sake. You know what? Even you and I could afford it. Wagyu beef bacon. 8 ounces, which is a very small package, is $15 US, $21 Canadian. It's a tiny package. To have it for breakfast, you'd be looking at about 60 to 70 US, about 100 Canadian for Wagyu beef bacon at the breakfast table. Not bad. Anyway, Powerball, there's a draw, I guess, Saturday night. So if you're stateside, closest spot for us in Canada is Dales at Dunseith. It's about 70 miles south of where we are. Thanks for an amazing week, you guys. I always appreciate you sharing part of your morning with us, and we'll see you again on Monday.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.